Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail.
Parent fail Friday.
I left my young fella at Blockbuster.
One fell out of the golf cart and broke both her arms.
No one is perfect 100% of the time. And so this is a judgment-free zone where you can admit to how you have failed as a parent. And it could just be a momentary lapse of concentration that's caused a little bit of, I don't know, a disaster.
Crapness in your parenting. But we said before, like, even the mother of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Or the actual official, you know, father of the year. They have a bad day.
Totally.
And that's what we want. And this can be, like, maybe you've failed as a parent. Or maybe you remember your parents failing you or your sibling. Like, when did the parents fail you? But 13, 12, 16.
Kids have only just gone back to school. So it could even be along the lines of forgetting to take them to school. Something forgotten
actually,
in the backpack over the holidays.
The forgetting thing was a bit of a theme last week.
Yeah.
Kurt rang us up for Parent Fail Friday last week. And it's obviously one of his best mates. Have a listen.
We knocked off work and went to my place for a couple of beers, but he had to pick his son up from daycare on the way there first.
Yep.
Then we got to mine, had a couple of beers, and he left. And about an hour later, I've walked inside, and his son was still at my place playing with my daughter.
So he picked up the kid at least. Like, he remembered that part of the project, but then left him at your house.
Oh. Yeah, when I rang him, it was a good hour. I rang him, asked if he forgot anything. He thought he forgot his wallet.
How's that? he's worried more about the wallet
forgot
than his own child.
Mate.
How's the priorities?
I know, they're not great. But at least he remembered to pick up his child from daycare. That is the main thing.
And
the child was
safe. And
he
had his wallet the whole time.
And
so no stress.
The child was safe.
13, 12, 16, like you said, Gabs, total judgment-free zone because even great parents have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
But 13, 12, 16, Townsville, what's your parent fail for Parent Fail Fridays? Either your fail as a parent or when your parents failed you. Janelle is here. Fresh one, Janelle. What's your parent fail, mate?
So for about 6 weeks, I was screaming at my son on the sideline of the hockey field. You know, run, Max. Come on, mate. Run. And he just wouldn't run. And I'm like, oh, what's wrong with you, child? So then we went down to our beach hut and he jumped on the sand dune and his foot blew up like a crazy thing. He had a broken foot for those 6 weeks.
You were like, my son really sucks at sport. Come on, boy. Run!
Oh, I bet you feel horrible now.
I felt horrible telling him to run. Now I don't tell him to run anymore.
Just do whatever.
Yeah, you play at your own speed. Everyone's a winner. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Sinead.
What's your parent fail?
When I was a baby, I was my mum's first child, so she was a bit unsure, and she ended up burning my stomach lining because she gave me full cream milk.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this in the, like, do you mind asking how old you are? Because I know, you know, formula is only a, you know, relatively modernish thing. Like, it wasn't around in ancient times.
I'm 21 now, and, like, you know, I'm all good now, but, yeah, she burnt my stomach lining once.
Ooh, Pretty sure formula was around 20 years ago.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was when I was a kid.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You might have noticed that Instagram looks a little bit different today because they started unrolling this yesterday, rolling it out to everyone who has Instagram. But as of today, it should have affected everybody. Mm. They've taken away the likes count on your posts. So, you can see your personal number of likes on your personal photos, but you can't see anyone else's. And Instagram have explained that the reason they're doing it is they want your followers to focus on what you share, not how many likes your posts get. So they want to improve creativity rather than make it all about competing.
Tell me what you think about this, because you're a lot more brushed up on social media than me, but I think that is a massive step in the right direction.
It is, but I kind of don't get it because they're saying how it's about trying to reduce the number of people who find validation through likes on posts. But when you can still see the likes on your own post, how does that change anything in regards to that? Like, you're still looking for that validation.
I guess you're getting your own validation.
You're not competing with others.
Yeah, that's right. The competition element is gone.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me in any way, shape or form.
No, I'm going to sleep all night.
There's a lot of influencers out there who have an opinion on this. There's a few Aussie influencers that have come out that are quite upset in regards to the new change.
Are these influencers who are actually people who create and inspire, or are they just
they're just Instagram influencers. Yeah, right. So like Tammy Hembro, who loves to post pictures of her big bottom.
Yeah.
She's like in the Kylie Jenner school of Instagram.
She's an Insta idiot.
Well, I'm sure she does good things, but she has 10 million followers. And back in June when they were talking about this change, she was like, I will quit Instagram when this comes out. Like, that is how passionate she was terrible this was. Do you know who else is really upset about it? NASA from MAFS. He was also on Trial by Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has said that he is outraged because now he doesn't look like a celebrity and people can't see how popular he is with his posts. So he's very upset about it. But the one that surprised me, Jess from MAFS. Blonde bombshell with big lips. She has said that she doesn't mind the change because her income, when it comes to clients asking her to promote their wares, her income works off the analytics, so it won't actually affect her. And what surprised me most about that is that she knows the word analytics.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Yesterday, with you, me, my wife came along too, Gabs. It wasn't a fail. It was a real win as you ate your first ever crumbed steak.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's taken this long.
I know, neither have I. Because my excuse was it's not really a thing down south where I was living before town. So, not that I know of. Like, no one ever spoke about it. There were never deals. I'd never noticed it. So maybe it happens.
Townsville is a crazy town when it comes to crumb steak.
Yeah,
everyone does a crumb steak up here.
Ever since I got here, it's been in my face.
And we love you for it, Townsville.
Yeah. Well, everyone's been shocked that I've never had one. It's taken me a year to finally get one in my gob.
There's a lot of places that do deals. The Aussie Hotel, that's where we went yesterday for lunch. On Palmer Street. They do a $7 one.
$7!
$2 for sauce if you want to add a sauce.
And you can add salads and stuff if you want to do that. So, you know, might go up to $10, but $10!
Bargain. We paid $9 because we didn't get salad.
Nah.
Just the chips and the crumb steak.
Don't make friends with salad.
As a sauce. But so, there was something interesting because it was just the three of us. It was me, my wife, and you.
There was also Charlie.
And there was Charlie, my little boy, but believe it or not, he's 14 weeks old.
He wasn't eating any
He's not eating crumb steaks yet. But if he takes after his old man, he will.
He'll be there soon.
Soon rather than later. But there was the three of us having the crumb steaks. And the one lady brought them all out at one time, did the whole balancing plate thing, which was very, very impressive. But the interesting thing was we all got like pretty standard, stock standard crumb steaks, but we all got a different sauce.
Yeah.
So you got gravy.
Yep.
My wife got mushroom sauce and I got Diane sauce.
Yeah.
Now, they've plonked the plates down in front of us and we've all hoed in. And it was only about when we got halfway through our steaks that the observation was made that the sauce looked remarkably similar.
They all looked exactly the same.
It was just a brown sort of sauce.
There was no mushrooms in the mushroom sauce.
Oh, there was
There was no Diane in the Diane sauce.
We don't know. Maybe there was.
Maybe there was.
You're right. There was no mushrooms at all in the mushroom sauce. They were all just plonked down. And the lady did say, she goes, mushroom sauce? My wife goes, yes.
She knew which was which.
Gravy. Yeah, she knew what was what. But to us, to the untrained eye, it all just looked like naked sauce. Anyway, I thought, when having that conversation, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to get to try it anyway because my wife never finishes her meal. I always get to have a few mouthfuls.
I'll test it out and make sure it's a different sauce.
I thought, I'll get to test it out and make sure it actually tastes mushroomy.
No way.
And I don't know, Michelle said to me in the car later on, we're driving home, so obviously you weren't with us anymore. We're driving home and my wife was like, oh, I didn't, you know, have any leftovers or whatever because I was pretty hungry. I didn't have much breakfast this morning. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. Then she goes, are you disappointed that you didn't get to try it and test the mushroom sauce out and see if it was actually mushroomy? And I just looked at my wife and I said, well, in the interest of science, it would have been really good if you had left.
She just knows a couple of mouthfuls. So well.
Please, darling.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
A few weeks ago, we received a message, Cliffo, from a lovely lady named Jess, who we sent to R&B Fridays Live last year down in Brisbane. Now, Jess had been trying for a baby with her partner for a couple of years. Yep. And they were like, oh, let's just go for this weekend away and have a fabulous time. And they went to Brizzy. They got it on to some R&B music and came back pregnant.
Not at R&B Fridays Live.
No, no, no. Okay? It wasn't in public.
But yeah, they came back pregnant and she rang us and was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant now. Thank you, Hit 103.1. Thank you, R&B Fridays Live.
And so because we had that involvement in the creation of this child, it's now the show baby.
Show baby.
It's our baby.
It's our show baby.
Yeah. So we told Jess we'd catch up with her in the process of her pregnancy, and we also have something we kind of want to float by her.
So we're going to call Jess right now, our R&B baby, or R&B baby mama, we've been nicknaming her here at the radio station. We'll give her a call.
Hello.
Hello, Jess.
Hey.
Hello, it's Cliff O'Gabby. How
that
you doing?
That was a weird Mexican standoff.
We didn't know who was going to say hi.
Gabby thought I was going to say hello, and I thought she was going to say hello, so we had a standoff.
Well, sorry. Both said hello now.
Yeah, we're both here.
It was a very awkward silence. Hello? We were just staring at each other.
Hello? Hi, we're Cliff and Gabby. We've never used a phone before.
Oh, that was funny.
How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
How baby is our mama, baby Gia, going?
How is our baby going that you happen to be carrying?
A baby is going good.
How many weeks are you now?
36 now.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh, we're getting very close to the end.
Yeah.
Is it starting to get uncomfortable?
It's very uncomfortable. Currently, it's up in my ribs and it's very annoying.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we had an idea, Jess. We wanted to, we may have left it a little late, so we're going to have to do it very quickly, but we wanted to throw you an R&B themed baby shower. We want to call it the R&B baby shower. Would you be keen to come along with our show baby for an R&B baby shower?
Definitely. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we just figured, and for those who weren't here for our initial chat, I know you and your partner, you know, you're trying for a bit to get pregnant. Nothing really happened. We send you to R&B Fridays Live. Bada bing, bada boom. Like an aphrodisiac. You're suddenly pregnant. So, you know, we want to get involved.
Yeah.
And then, we were spitballing ideas and we thought R&B baby shower, best way to go about it.
That's the best baby shower name I think I've ever heard of.
R&B baby shower.
All right, well, we need to do it very, very quickly. So 1 week's time, next Saturday, are you free?
I sure am.
Yeah, well, what else would you be doing?
Probably trying to have a baby, but I'll keep it in there for a little bit longer.
If the baby comes along, that's cool. Although, you know what, wouldn't that be great? Like in the middle of the baby shower right there. It'd be an R&B birth. An R&B baby shower.
Jess, I hope we're not stressing you out.
No, you're not.
All right. Well, we're thinking we might invite a few other baby mamas or mamas to be along so that we can have a bit of a group baby shower. You're good with that?
Yep, definitely am.
Oh, fabulous. Awesome. And we've got some ideas for games and R&B themed shenanigans.
We've actually got our web geezers here already this morning. Yeah. So what we're going to do is, because we preempted, you know, we know you've been pretty cool through this whole process and we preempted that you wouldn't have much of an issue with it. So what we're going to do is in the next few minutes online at hit.com.au, we're actually going to put up like a page on, you just click the win tab, put up a page. So if anyone is pregnant and they want to come along Saturday week, so in just over a week's time to our R&B baby shower, you can go to the website and register to come along.
We'd
it's going to be fun.
There.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Awesome.
Can't wait. Jess, we can't wait to celebrate with you and with our beautiful show baby that's on its way in just a few weeks' time. It's going to be awesome.
You take good care of him or her for us.
I will. Thank you.
We'll see you in a week.
See you soon.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Townsville Auto Group. New and used vehicles, reliable service plus on-site finance. Search Townsville Auto Group today. The Hit 103.1 Hitman.
Today is your final shot this week to win the cash bounty on the Hitman's head. Let's give him a ring.
Good morning, Cliffo and Gabby.
Good morning, Hitman. You sound a little happier today despite being found for the last 4 days.
You know that the Hitman likes to play games, and I think I've been playing this game exceptionally well.
Oh.
That is definitely a point that could be argued, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Let's just jump straight into it. So we have had 4 bounties, like you rightly say, Gabs, on your head. You have been caught the last 4 days. Our latest winner, Montana, winning yesterday. What's your bounty today? Are we sticking with the $200 thing, Hitman?
Sticking with the $200.
Okay, and you're in a better mood, so I have a feeling this clue's going to be tough. What is it?
So the clue today is I'm looking out for the king.
I'm looking out for the king.
Correct.
Okay. Are you on Pride Rock?
Yeah.
The Lion King? There's so much happening.
I don't know. Okay, so you're looking out,
I'm looking out for
the king.
For the king. All right. The bounty time is going up now on our Facebook page, Hit 103.1 Townsville. So like we always say, the hitman is not out all day, every day. Nope. The hitman has to get their rest. So if you want to know when the hitman is going to be out, log on to our Facebook page right now. But that is the clue for today. Mm. One more time. Give it to us, hitman.
I'm looking out for the king.
All right. Mm. Best of luck and happy hunting, Townsville. Thank you, Hitman.
Thank you.
Good on you. Another $200 cash bounty on the Hitman's head for the Townsville Auto Group, new and used vehicles, reliable service, plus on-site finance. Search Townsville Auto Group today.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.